Welcome to the deep dive. You're probably here because, well, you're looking for smarter ways to get new customers.
Yeah, it's pretty much essential for any business, isn't it?
Absolutely. So think of this as maybe a cheat sheet. We're digging into some really effective strategies today. We're looking at an article, Five Effortless Ways to Get New Customers Fast. It's by Chris Bradley.
Chris Bradley, right. He co-founded Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Exactly. And they've been profitable for, what, 24 years?
That's right. So he's not just talking theory. This is real-world sales and marketing experience.
Definitely.
So our goal here for you listening is to pull out the stuff that's actually impactful and, easy enough to apply.
Right. We want those key nuggets you can use without feeling like it's this huge, overwhelming project.
Let's find those quick wins.
Okay, let's jump into the first one Chris Bradley mentions, using social proof. For you listening, what does that actually look like?
Well, social proof, at its heart, it's basically showing potential customers that other people are already happy with what you offer.
So, using your current happy customers to convince new ones.
Pretty much. It builds trust. It's kind of fascinating how much we look to others, for reassurance before we try something.
That makes sense. Where would someone typically see this kind of proof?
Good question. The article gives some practical examples.
Like testimonials on your website?
Yeah, testimonials, reviews, right there where people are looking, or even in your marketing materials.
And it mentions social media too, right? Showing off happy
Oh,
customers.
definitely. You
Yeah.
see it all the time, people sharing a great experience they had.
Yeah.
And it's super powerful for attracting new customers.
Why new ones specifically?
Because think about it, if you're unsure about a new product or service, seeing that others liked it, that makes you feel, well, much more
It
confident.
lowers the risk factor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Reduces that perceived risk. It's like seeing a queue outside a restaurant.
Yeah.
You just assume it must be good, right?
Right. So the key takeaway for you, the listener, is find ways to show off that customer satisfaction. Make it visible.
Build that trust right away.
That's total sense. Okay. So you've shown people others love you. The next effortless way is about sweetening the deal, discounts and incentives.
Right. Giving people that extra little push.
What kind of things work best here for new customers?
Well, the article mentions a few things. Direct discounts, obviously. That's a classic for grabbing attention.
Sure, a 10% off coupon or something.
Yeah, exactly. But also things like loyalty programs, where you earn points.
Oh, interesting. So that encourages repeat business even from someone new.
It can, yeah. It starts building that relationship early.
And it wasn't just discounts, was it? The article mentioned other stuff too.
Right, like free shipping. That can be a huge deal for online shoppers.
Oh, definitely. Or early access to sales,
Nice.
making new people feel a bit special.
Precisely. Psychologically, these things work wonders. Discounts feel like immediate value, like you're getting a bargain.
And the free shipping removes a barrier.
Yeah, one less reason to click away. And that early access, it plays on, wanting to be an insider.
So for you listening, it's about thinking which incentives fit your brand and actually appeal to someone who's never bought from you before.
Exactly. Align it with your goals.
Okay, so we've got social proof, tempting offers. What's the third effortless way to get those customers?
This one's crucial, but maybe sometimes overlooked. Just making it incredibly easy to buy from you.
Ah, the user experience.
Totally. The article really stresses having a user-friendly website or online store. Think about it, if a site is confusing or slow.
You're gone. Click.
Right. So for you, think about your own buying process. Are there friction points? Things that make it annoying?
Oh, absolutely. And it's not just the layout, is it? Payment options, too.
Yes. The article specifically mentions offering multiple payment options. People have their preferences, right? Don't make it hard for them to give you money.
So true. Limiting that is just shooting yourself in the foot.
Convenience is key. And then there's customer support.
Ah, yeah. Being able to ask questions easily.
Exactly. Being available to answer questions or fix problems quickly. That whole smooth experience from browsing to maybe even after they buy, that's vital.
It turns a first-time buyer into maybe a repeat customer or even an advocate.
Precisely. Nobody wants to jump through hoops.
Yeah.
So for you, the focus is find those obstacles in your customer's path and just get rid of them.
Make it smooth. Got it. Okay, social proof offers easy buying. Now, something more foundational, building a strong brand. How does having a recognizable brand actually help get new customers, people who don't know you yet?
Well, a strong brand, like the article says, is one that's easy to recognize and, makes people think positively about your company.
Like a logo or tagline you instantly know.
Yeah, exactly. And you get a sense of what they're about. The article suggests getting there through consistency.
Consistency? How so?
Across everything. Your website, social media, emails, they should all look and sound like you. A unified feel.
And a memorable logo helps, I assume.
Definitely. Logo, tagline, they create that instant recognition.
But how does that grab someone new? They don't have that recognition built up yet.
That's a really good point. It works by creating a sense of familiarity and, importantly, trust, even before they've bought anything.
How?
A consistent, professional-looking brand just signals credibility, quality even. It helps you stand out.
So if things look polished and put together, a potential customer is more likely to give you a shot.
I think so, yeah. It acts like a shortcut to building confidence. Like a good first impression.
Like a visual handshake.
That's a good way to put it. Mm. So for you, think about strengthening that visual identity and messaging for that crucial first impression.
Okay, makes sense. So we've built the brand. What's the next effortless strategy from Chris Bradley?
We're kind of circling back here, leveraging your existing customers again, generating positive reviews.
Ah, right. Which ties back to the social proof we talked about earlier.
Exactly. It's like a virtuous cycle, isn't it? Happy
yeah.
customers leave good reviews.
And those good reviews attract more customers. So for you listening, how do you actually encourage that?
The article's advice is pretty straightforward here. Just ask.
Ask satisfied customers to leave a review.
Yeah. On your website, social media, maybe industry review sites. Often, happy customers are willing. They just, need a little nudge.
A reminder.
Exactly. And what's also really interesting, though, wasn't one of the main 5 points, is how the article mentions responding to negative reviews.
Oh, that's huge. Responding professionally.
Yes, yeah. Professionally and constructively.
That shows potential new customers that you actually listen and care, even when something goes wrong.
Precisely. It can almost turn a negative into a positive signal for people checking you out. Shows you're committed to fixing things.
Builds even more trust. Okay, great point. We're down to the last effortless way. This one sounds like it might take some effort. Advertising.
Targeted advertising, yeah. It does require effort, but the key is targeted.
What does that mean in practice?
It means reaching the right people, the ones most likely to actually be interested in what you're selling.
Not just blasting a message out there to everyone.
Exactly. The article mentions using platforms like social media, search engines, other websites, places where you can focus your ads.
Based on demographics or interests.
Right. Demographics, interests, online behavior, you're aiming precisely at your ideal customer.
So your ad spend is way more efficient. You're not wasting money showing ads to people who'd never buy.
Absolutely. Way higher chance the people seeing the ad are actually potential customers. And this is where, Chris Bradley's company, Double Dome,
yeah.
comes in.
Ah, their expertise.
Yeah. The article touches on their work in SEO, getting found on Google, social media marketing, PPC ads, content marketing.
All ways to reach specific audiences.
Exactly. So while it needs some strategy, maybe some tools or expertise, the idea is efficient, impactful outreach, not just random effort.
Got it. Okay, that's a lot of good stuff. Let's try and wrap this up for you, the listener. What are the key things to remember from Chris Bradley's article, The Effortless Ways to Get New Customers Fast?
Okay, so the main strategies we dug into are really using that social proof, show off those happy customers.
Right. Testimonials, reviews.
Then offer compelling discounts and incentives, things that give a clear reason to try you out.
Make it easy.
Make the buying process super smooth, no friction. Build a strong, recognizable brand that signals trust.
Encourage those positive reviews and maybe even handle the negative ones well.
Yes, actively get that feedback. And finally, use targeted advertising to reach the right people efficiently.
And the big picture here seems to be that none of this has to be like rocket science.
No, not at all. They're relatively straightforward ideas. Implemented well, they can make a real difference.
It's about focusing on trust, value, and making things easy for potential customers.
Exactly. Remove the barriers, build the confidence.
So for you listening, thinking about all this social proof, incentives, easy buying, branding, reviews, targeted ads, here's something to really mull over.
Okay.
Considering your own business right now, what's one small change, something you could maybe even implement today, that might have the biggest impact on bringing in those new customers?
Just one small thing.
Yeah, just one. Reflect on your situation. What's the lowest hanging fruit with potentially the biggest return for attracting someone new? It might be simpler than you think.